Styrians will immediately recognize this mountain and its distinctive steps. This is the Erzberg in Eisenerz. It is the subject of one of Herbert Birkel's most famous pictures. Like his role model Cézanne and the Mont Sainte Victoire, Birkel painted the Erzberg a number of times in order to test how light and color can define form and space. However, he did not seek to emulate nature in his art, but instead to transform it. When he painted this picture, in 1942, the mountain had already long been an industrial ruin. And still today, 2 to 3 million tons of ore are mined here every year. The mountain is also used as a location for leisure events. The painting was created at a time when Birkel had largely withdrawn from the public eye in an attempt to prevent his art from coming to the attention of the Nazis. It was almost impossible for him to take part in exhibitions. In 1942, he joined the NSDAP, mainly for financial reasons. He was able to survive the next few years by keeping a low profile. There are, however, no acknowledgements or echoes of the Nazi regime in his work. The painting of the Erzberg is also free of any kind of National Socialist ideology or propaganda. For many years, it hung in the office of the governor of Styria. Like the mountain itself, Birkel's picture became a symbol of national identity and remembrance.